Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Delicious.
Didn't think of the bit afterwards.
Now, I love coffee, and like many of you lot out there, I live on this stuff, and that's why I'm so grateful to have found ddroasters.com. Now, they've got an array of flavours, and my personal favourite is one called One Night Stand. The reason being, it's got undertones of cherry, toasted nut, and chocolate. Unlike a lot of One Night Stands, I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Now, a lot of these coffee brands will just send you any old shite out, but this brand is cool because it was founded by my good friend and adult star, Danny Daniels, and she is obsessed with coffee and the quality of her product. The coffee beans are sourced and craft roasted in-house, which means no third-party roasters or manufacturers get their hands on Danny's beans. It's super fresh, and each order is roasted and shipped off to you within 48 hours of your order. Whether it be whole bean, deep grind, espresso grind, French press, Chemex, or pour over, DD Roasters will provide the ultimate coffee for you. So to get your perfect cup of coffee, simply click the link in the description below, make your order, and it will be roasted and shipped off to you within 48 hours. So thanks to DD Roasters for their great coffee and support of the channel. But for now, enjoy the video. Welcome back to the Pain Game YouTube channel. Don't forget to like the video and subscribe if you haven't already. Now, tomorrow night, Anthony Joshua is stepping in the ring against Francis Ngannou in a highly anticipated clash between two of the hardest punchers in history. And we are going to be live on the Pain Game YouTube channel for it. Me and all the lads will be giving our live reactions. We'll be very drunk. It's well worth you putting us on your phone or your laptop when you've got the fight on and keeping your company. I can't wait for this one. I am hyped. And we're going to react to the press conference right now.
We saw you hit the body bag for a long time in your open workout. Is that giving us a little bit of a clue into your game plan on Friday?
Everything is a clue. I mean, I have every space that I have an opening, I'm going to hit. So don't you worry about where is the key or the clue.
He's answered that well, but I completely think that going to the body a lot will be part of Francis's game plan. Like, Anthony Joshua is lighter on his feet, has better footwork, is going to be popping that jab out and moving away and trying to keep that distance, to keep it a long fight, to slow him down by going to the body and also bringing that guard down. AJ's got a great guard. I think that would be a great way to go in this fight.
What did you make of his performance in December?
It was a great performance. I watched that fight closely. For me, that doesn't do anything, because when we get in the ring, that's when you know the fight. And then when there is a reaction in front, the fight can be very different, you know. But when there is not a reaction, the fight can also be very different.
And I think what Francis is getting at there is that Otto Wallen, when AJ touched him, he let it be known and was very obviously rattled and didn't actually get anything going himself. He wasn't willing to bite down on the gum shield and go to war with AJ. Francis Ngannou was saying, I will though. I am not going to be rattled. I'm going to be there in his fucking face throwing shots. And that alone, whether or not Francis is as good a boxer as Otto Wallen, which technically he should never be, but that alone will offer way more than Otto Wallen did. As great as AJ looked in that fight, I mean, he was in there with a fucking punch bag. If AJ does that to Francis Ngannou, well then we're fucking talking, because as much as Ngannou ain't a boxer technically, all of that shit, he's as hard as nails. So if you walk through him, well, then you're something special then. And AJ is something special. I just don't know if he's that special.
And I struggled for the first fight, who was against Tyson Fury. And in fact, I was in that fight questioning myself, like, what would happen when I get in the fourth round? How would I feel? Because I never been in a professional fight, a boxing match for four rounds, for six rounds, eight rounds. Then that was 10 rounds.
People don't give Francis Ngannou anywhere near the credit he deserves, because we've just accepted Francis immediately. Like, people don't understand. Doing 10 rounds with an average boxer in your first ever boxing match. It doesn't happen, let alone with a world champion, supposedly one of the greats. It's fucking mental. And Tyson Fury is one of the best at managing a fight and going the distance. He's very clever at managing his energy. For Francis to just keep pace with him was unbelievable. Even if Fury wasn't the best Fury, obviously that's been exposed. But Francis deserves a lot of fucking credit for that.
So yes, I did struggle. But I think he struggled as well. Maybe more.
Yes, tell him, Francis.
I'm just getting started. So I'm really looking for the victory of Friday night, but I don't think that will be making any statement of my career because the road is still long and I'm really intending to gain a lot of major victory like this.
Mate, Francis' state of mind is so different to everybody else that AJ fights. AJ is the pinnacle for everyone. He is the guy. And it's AJ normally talking about his opponents in a way of, it's just another win. But Francis is saying like, oh yeah, this would be a great win, but I'm planning on winning even bigger, meaning undisputed. And that's exactly what I want to hear from him. AJ is not on a pedestal in the mind of Francis Ngannou.
One over Tyson, one more over Tyson. Mm-hmm. Because I had the first one over him. I'm intending to have the second one. And he been
yes, Francis. Actually, I heard when they did the photo shoot where Cristiano Ronaldo, AJ, Fury and Ngannou were in the room with His Excellency, Fury and Ngannou immediately were getting into it. I forget that, like, as much as we gloated and enjoyed the moment of Fury's legacy just being smashed to bits by that one fight, he's the one who had to go home and live with it. And clearly, if you're Tyson Fury, Francis Ngannou was a walking embarrassment on your career. Like, it, just him being there, you're like, this fucking guy, I was supposed to send him packing. Now he's fighting Anthony Joshua before I am. Francis's existence in Saudi Arabia right now is a permanent reminder of how shit Tyson Fury was that night and how everyone has completely sort of looked at Fury in a different way ever since that day. You're the guy who got dropped by a boxer on his debut. You're not this great man you've been acting like. And that would have been playing in Fury's fucking head for months. Oh, he's giving it back.
You're going to sleep in the octagon again. And I'm gonna wipe the ring with your again. You wipe the ring with your. There was the blood in the ring.
Oh, he says I'm gonna wipe the ring with your ass again. Fury is raging. Tyson Fury, it just sitting there with his arms crossed. He wants to get up right now. I can tell.
I tell you, your only chance is in the ring, in the boxing ring with the boxing rules. When you step off or that ring, you better stay 5 meters away before it's stuck your. Because if I lose it, you're going to have a really bad time.
Tell him, Francis.
So, respect the fact that boxing is protecting you, us, and the rules of boxing is protecting us. Because out of that, without that, you are nothing in front of me. I beat you every day, twice on Sunday.
The rematch doesn't even need to take place now. He's just ended him. Like that, man. In a real fight, you're dead. Do you understand that? Whether you walk away, it's up to Francis Ngannou. It's not your decision. Fucking hell, Francis. This man's trash talking in his second language, and he's coming out with a flawless victory against Tyson Fury. You know why? Because they know. They know what went on in that ring. They know. Whatever points decision, whoever landed more punches, they know there was only one man in trouble in that fight. And it wasn't Francis Ngannou. So the psychological advantage Francis has now when he looks at this man, aside from the fact that I beat you in your own sport, man, is that without the rules, you better stay 5 meters away from me because I might just fuck you up if I feel like it. You won't have a say in the matter. Tyson Fury, a great man, now fallen. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a moment of silence for the end of Tyson Fury's career. It ended from the words of Francis Ngannou. God bless that man. Came all the way from Africa. He went through a lot of things, but maybe nothing is quite as great as... Wow! Say it again, Francis, for the people in the back! It's over for you, Tyson! Can we just watch it one more time? I think we need to... Yeah.
Without that, you are nothing in front of me.
Nothing.
I beat you every day.
Twice on Sunday. He's using his own lines against them. He took everything from Tyson Fury. Took his soul and his lines. Oh, these... Look, look. Look at that, right? This is when you know you're a real bad motherfucker. When the entire Fury family sit down and shut the fuck up. That's what Francis Ngannou does. Even Big John's on his best behavior. Why is the shirt off? It's not happening. Because Big Frano would have put him right in his fucking place. Tommy just sitting there like, oh God, this is going to be a long ride home, isn't it? Bloody hell. Aye, Big John didn't invite Ngannou back to the barn, did he? That wasn't happening. Be one man walking out of that one alive. No man alive. Yeah, except Francis Ngannou. Then we all shut the fuck up and sit down. Still not accepted the Joe Egan fight. Interesting. Just interesting. To be fair, he is busy. He's carrying Tyson's bags in Saudi Arabia. Oh, it's really getting a fury. Entire front of us just laughing. Like, this guy's my fucking hero now. Do you know? How can I root for AJ when this man is doing shit like that? I love AJ. And it's one of the few fights where, like, I like both guys, and I'm like, whoever wins, I'm going to be happy for them, and I'll be gutted for whoever loses. But Francis is such an underdog, and the story is outrageous. And for him to just, in his second language, just be casually doing this to Tyson Fury.
You've got it all to go for. Here is the opportunity.
Unbelievable.
For the big prize.
Unbelievable. If Francis pulls off that win against AJ and somehow ends up in an undisputed boxing title fight in what would be his third boxing match while being the lineal UFC heavyweight champion, the one actual undisputed one because of the shit show the UFC is these days, we're looking at fucking greatness. Just even if Ngannou wins against AJ, it will be one of the greatest sporting achievements ever. To beat a former world champion in your second fight, it'd be insane.
And I would save everything, as you correctly said to me, for Friday.
Now, that was lovely from Frank Warren, because he essentially threw the towel in for Tyson Fury there. He had to, like, intervene to stop this shit. By the way, I got told off of a friend of mine who was there, Tyson Fury left about 5 minutes after Francis did that. So...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm going out there for that victory, and I'm going to let everything in that ring on Friday night to come out with a victory.
I've said it, but that's a rarity for AJ opponents. They don't leave everything out there because they're scared of getting knocked out. So they sit outside of his range and try and box with him, but they never, ever fully go for it. And part of it's because his power is bigger than their power, so they know that in a game of risk, he has the better odds. Francis doesn't have that same feeling at all about him. He believes in his power, and that's why he will have a better chance than most people who ever fight AJ, because it's like the Batman analogy. The Dark Knight, when he's down in that fucking cellar looking up, and there's people trying to jump from one side to the other, and they keep doing it with the rope on. And the only way you ever do it is when you completely take the risk and go without the rope. And that's what Francis is going to fucking do. Like, will he fall? No. You'll have to watch the Pain Game live.
He assimilated so much information from that fight. Of course he's ready for... 2 nights away from now. Of course he's ready for Anthony Joshua.
I think that's one of the main mistakes people are making with Francis as well, is the idea that, right, we've seen him against Fury, he's going to look exactly the same against AJ. And if you think about anyone who just is learning boxing, just starting out, 6 months, for example, is a huge amount of time. You improve vastly. I'm not saying that means he's going to go out and smoke AJ. I'm saying he's not going to be identical to the guy who fought Fury. There'll be massive improvements. It's just whether or not that's enough to fuck AJ up. Because obviously a lot of people think Fury had a massively off night.
Yes, you can say there was a lot of experience to have taken last time, but I still think it's going to be a whole new experience.
I get where Ben Davison's coming from. There could absolutely be a false sense of security from the Fury fight. It could have been the worst Fury ever, like people have said, and we could be getting the best AJ ever, and that could be a massive gulf where all of a sudden Francis is in there, and what people thought would happen in the first fight, where Francis gets outclassed, could happen in the second fight. In fact, it should happen in the second fight. There is no way in hell Francis should be able to compete with AJ. I just think Francis is a freak, but I could be completely wrong.
The best man will always win. You know, it's not rocket science, isn't it? The best man will always win, but one of the main things I'm looking forward to is showing how good I am.
I like that comment. If you're an AJ fan, you should like that too, because him saying how good I am, I think what that means is what level I'm on. And skill-wise, the levels should be, it should be a gulf. What that tells me is AJ is going to use all of his tricks. He's going to pull from his boxing skill, which is what he should do. The stupidest thing he could do, in my opinion, is to go out there and try and outman Francis Ngannou, because that's where you can lose, right? He may be bigger, stronger, he may hit harder, he may have a better chin. They're the parts where you can gamble and come up short. And that's sometimes what AJ's relied on to beat people. I think that's what he relied on to beat Klitschko. He was the younger, stronger guy, and the athlete in him won. It wasn't boxing skill that won him that fight, in my opinion. But in this fight, it should be. He needs to be firing that jab off and moving them feet constantly. Kind of like with Usyk. Like, Usyk kind of did that to him, right? He didn't stay still. He kept moving. And he didn't have a stationary target for AJ to land on, and it made it 10 times harder. That 24 rounds he has in there with, in my opinion, the pound-for-pound greatest boxer in the world, should be all of the experience he needs to know how to beat Francis. Do to Francis what Usyk did to you. I know he isn't the same as Usyk, but compared to Francis, he should be. The foot speed, the technical advantages that he has, that knowing where your hands are, where to be, where not to be. The thousands of rounds AJ has done should give him all of that knowledge to be too much for Francis. And Francis, on the other hand, needs to be cutting that fucking ring off with those big long legs of his and punching hard to the body and slowing AJ down to keep him still. The one worry I would have from AJ in using that sort of game plan is Usyk's head movement is just naturally fantastic. And I don't know if AJ's head movement will be able to be quite that good so that he stays out of danger, which is why I'm giving Francis a chance. Because it doesn't take much from Francis. It really doesn't. The man just touches you and you fucking go to sleep. And Francis's inside game in the UFC, when he did close that distance, his uppercuts, his hooks, they're fantastic. And he was sleeping people in close range, and you've seen the way he manhandled Fury, and I've seen AJ try to hold on to people before and struggle at times. There is no doubt in my mind that Francis Ngannou's clinch game will just be better than AJ's. If AJ's feet do slow down and Francis does have energy, which I think they're banking on AJ's energy being better than Francis, which AJ's got so much 12 round experience, a 10 round fight should be a doddle for him. But if AJ does slow down and Francis can get a hold of him, even that could be all he needs to create that space and to whack him with an uppercut or something like that,
right? I'm looking forward to the occasion.
The one thing I will say is AJ seems in a good mood. He seems calm. He doesn't seem up or down. He just seems in a really good frame of mind for this fight. So, like, I do believe that we're getting a great version of AJ here, especially with all the time he spent in the ring in the last 10 months. All right, time for the face-off. AJ, a little bit more tense there, you can see. And also, if you do want to order this fight, by the way, I do have an affiliate link with DAZN. You can click the link in the description below, and it's DAZN.com/TrueJordy. When you order your pay-per-view, we'll get a little bit of a kickback, which helps us power the show. So if you are going to watch the fight, watch it through our link. I appreciate all of you doing that. Let's see what this face-off's like. I mean, the size-wise, AJ is definitely a little bit taller, but not much. And with Francis, he's deceptively big in terms of, like, their frames head on look about the same, but it's the density and the bones and the muscle of Francis. He's just a thicker set dude. Both of these guys look calm. AJ having a little drink there, middle of it. Francis is sort of smiling. Let's have a good fight. Handshake. I like the respect. Mate, this might be the fucking biggest power punching fight I've ever seen. Like, in terms of both guys having so much power, this should be fucking mental when these two start trading. All right, that was the breakdown of the press conference. Don't forget, we will be live on the Pain Game YouTube channel for the fights on Friday night, so don't forget to check us out. If you haven't already, like the video, subscribe, and I'll see you tomorrow night.